Hey everyone, this is Dwayne Fornchell with another Cancer Kids Army podcast. Today, gonna go ahead and talk about some childhood cancer soldiers who have been killed in the last week. And in case you didn't know, in the United States alone, on average, at least 7 children are killed by cancer every day, 365 days a year. That number is horrendous to think. I mean, why? That's the question. Why? And here's an answer. Well, because there is not the funding set aside for childhood cancer. The United States government only allocates 4% for childhood cancer research. That's crazy. Just crazy. 4%. It makes me so angry. It makes me just so angry. And that's why awareness of childhood cancer is so important, because awareness can create funding. Funding creates research. Research creates less toxic treatments. Less toxic treatments equals better outcomes in the long run. I mean, of course, we're working for a cure, but you know, even if we could just get less toxic treatments and stop treating childhood cancer the same way that adult cancer is treated, it would be... Adult cancer and childhood cancer are different. I mean, just like kids and adults are different. The bodies, the structures, the organs. I mean, come on. So every day, at least 7 kids die of cancer. Unacceptable. Absolutely unacceptable. So now I'm going to take and read some names that I have to pay tribute to them. Soldiers that fought brave and strong, ultimately defeated cancer, but not in the sense that we want. Levi Robert Schuld died of Williams' tumor on May 7th. Caleb died Saturday at 6:30 a.m. Also, Tabitha Jenkins, age 11, Philip, age 9. Jenkin, age 17. And Mary, age 4. Fly high, sweet heroes. I am so very sorry that we didn't have a cure for you. We will continue to fight for a cure in your honor and memory. You are ever, forever and ever, a true hero. And we will never, ever give up the fight. We will always salute you, your strength, your courage, and your fight. Rest easy, soldiers. We will never, ever, ever forget you.